Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 25, 2010. I'm Joe Onderko. This week, we will take a quick look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. The opening of conference play saw four league contests on September 18, while St. Vincent had the weekend off. Thomas More improved to 2-0, as the Saints capitalized on special teams turnovers by Geneva to top the GT's 36-20 in Beaver Falls. Grove City improved to 2-1 with an historic win, as the Wolverines won at Westminster for the first time since 1961 with a 31-16 decision. Washington and Jefferson bounced back from an opening game loss by blowing past Bethany 59-21 under the lights at Cameron Stadium, while Waynesburg forced six teal turnovers en route to a 34-6 road win over the Tomcats. PAC Player of the Week recognition on offense went to Thomas More freshman running back Dominique Hayden, who rushed for 180 yards and four touchdowns at Geneva. Defensive laurels went to Waynesburg junior defensive back Sean Hunt, who posted two interceptions in the teal win, including one returned 18 yards for a touchdown. Sophomore kicker Colin Krasinovsky of W&J earned special teams honors after converting all nine of his kick attempts in the Bethany win. Four games are on tap for September 25, while Westminster is idle. The big game Saturday takes place in Crestview Hills, Kentucky, as 2-0 Thomas More hosts 1-1 Washington and Jefferson at the Bank of Kentucky Field at 1:30 p.m. The matchup between the two NCAA playoff teams from a year ago has determined the PAC champion in each of the past two seasons, with the Saints winning both meetings, including a 14-7 decision in Washington a year ago. Thomas More head coach Jim Hilvert talks about the matchup with the Presidents.
One, just the change in schedule. It'll be a big game for us. It's just early in the schedule. And the matchup, obviously, they're a very well-coached team with Coach Sirianni. They do a great job with their team. Washington Jefferson, year in and year out, is a great program. And, I know our kids will be very, very excited about playing Saturday. And obviously, it's another time to be excited to finally have our home opener. Seems like we haven't played here in a long time.
Another key contest pits squads coming off conference opening wins as 2-1 Grove City travels to John F. Wiley Stadium to face 1-1 Waynesburg at 1:30 p.m. The Wolverines have won the last two meetings against the Yellow Jackets, including a 35-24 decision at Grove City in 2009. With both teams hoping to use the win to springboard into the PAC upper echelon, Waynesburg head coach Rick Sheppes understands the importance of the game to each program.
They're starting eight juniors who had significant, playing time, if not starters from a year ago, plus three solid seniors defensively. And, they're a very smart football team. Anytime you put any wrinkles in for the week, you're only going to get one shot at it because they're going to make some good adjustments defensively. And then, they're always going to be steady in that run-oriented attack of theirs, and they're going to play a very physical football game.
It is safe to say that no PAC team has looked forward to its conference opener more than St. Vincent, as the 0-2 Bearcats will host 0-3 Teal at Chuck Knoll Field at 1 p.m. After completing the school's four-year period of NCAA Division III provisional membership this past summer, Saturday's matchup with the Tomcats will be the first St. Vincent football game that will count in the PAC standings. For head coach Bob Colbert, the game is the culmination of a long multi-year journey for the Bearcat football program.
Well, it is a big day for St. Vincent football because it is our first official PAC game. But I'll be honest with you, Joe, we've approached it like any other game we've ever approached here. This is our next opponent. I know that speaks like coach speak, but that's the way we're looking at it. It'll go well for us. People that come back to campus will see that the addition of the football program was a good thing to happen here.
Finally, Bethany will host just the second night football home game in school history, when the 1-2 Bison host 1-2 Geneva under the lights at Bethany Field at 7 p.m. Bethany will hope for a better result than in the school's inaugural night contest in 2009, when the Bison were defeated by Grove City. Geneva has won all three matchups in the series since joining the PAC in 2007, including a 54-21 triumph last season in Beaver Falls. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also now follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.